This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
I guess that was funny when the market had shifted, but regardless. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. You call Lens Pest Control to exterminate bees, they won't do it. Go online, sbba.org, sbba.org, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. It's impotent. Don't forget the Summer Jam, Friday, September 13th. Couldn't pick a better day. It's put on by the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors. And there's live music, live food. It's an auction. There's an auction going on. $25 gets you food and your first drink or your last drink, whichever you prefer. Get tickets online at sbindi.com. Check that, sbindytickets.com, sbindytickets.com, S-B-I-N-D-Y, sbindytickets.com. See you there, Richard. You going to be there? Great guest today, Santa Barbara County Assistant Department Head of the Clerk Recorder's Office, the Assessor, the Registrar of Voters. She's the head is Joe Holland. He's been on regularly. Melinda Green with an E will be joining me, not in the usual second segment interview spot, but in the third segment, just a little bit past the half hour. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. That's every week, strongly. And year-to-date we'll do in the first segment, plus take a look at Montecito. And an unusual, not unusual, but just to let you know, there's a seat for every pot, or is there a pot for every seat, whatever that is. I do want to mention, before we dive into the year-to-date stats, last week my guest, Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Candace Taylor, was on, and most of the discussion was about Harvey Weinstein selling off all his real estate to generate cash for his defense. His first sale was a Connecticut home that he owned, which he had bought for his mother. And she thankfully died before everything hit the fan with Harvey Weinstein. And even though you can't have any respect for Harvey, hopefully he had a nice mother. So he sold this Connecticut home before all the charges became public. And 3 days after the escrow closed in the Connecticut home, it became public. The buyer was quite upset. She said she would not have purchased the property had she known. She ended up selling the property at a loss a year later to the neighbor who demolished the home. Was he obligated to disclose pending charges? We discussed it, and I followed up with an email to Candace Taylor. And during the program, I mentioned our California additional disclosure. So if the property was in California, in addition to completing the real estate transfer disclosure statement, which is a civil code requirement, he would have more than likely completed the seller property questionnaire. It's a form generated by the California Association of Realtors. Now, this home, too, was not where he presided. I think it was his daughter's home, the one in California. But if it was a home that he didn't preside, is the seller going to fill out the seller property questionnaire? Could they make an argument and say, hey, look, I've never lived there. It's become protocol. It's not mandated like the civil code, like the real estate transfer disclosure statement, where there are very few exceptions. Anyway, on the seller property questionnaire, if Harvey did sell a house in California, the last question on the form is, any past or present known material facts or other significant items affecting the value or desirability of the property not otherwise disclosed to buyer. So how does one interpret that? One would think we're talking about the property. Buyers buying real property. So we're assuming that the question is talking about the structure, the neighbors, airplanes, something. Not the seller themselves. So I would think Harvey's attorney would argue that he was innocent until proven guilty, and even if there were charges coming out 3 days later, that shouldn't affect the value of the property. The nature of the accusations, the high profile of the seller, does it compel him to answer that question and disclose the charges? It's definitely an attorney question. The seller would argue it has nothing to do with the house. The buyer's attorney would say, hey, it's going to affect the ultimate resale value of the house based on this seller. You know, one of the things we have to disclose in real estate is if someone died within the past 3 years. But as we discussed last week with the Candace Taylor, Wall Street Journal real estate reporter, if it's a house like where Nicole Brown Simpson died, I think you're going to have to disclose that to the end of time. At least I think an attorney would argue that, and that's what I would do if I was the listing agent. But so that remains a question. But that's the last question of the seller property questionnaire. They're trying to ensure that the seller discloses everything. Okay, year-to-date stats. First 34 weeks of the year, 2019, single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service for the South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta through August 23rd, 2019. 691 sales. Last year, year-to-date, 670. 2017, year-to-date, 725. 2016, 688. 2015, 748. And it seems like a bounce back and forth, higher and lower. But we are higher than last year and higher than 2016, not as high as 2017 and 2015 for the first 34 weeks of the year. However, the median price at $1,320,000 is 3.5% higher than last year's year-to-date median price of $1,275,000. And $1,320,000 is higher than the 2018 median price ended up at $1,255,000. So we'll see if the next 18 weeks how much lower the $1,320,000 drops for the remainder of 2019. Averaging 20.3 sales per week, which is 3.2% higher than last year's year-to-date of 19.7. And 2018 ended up at 19.75, so the number was more consistent throughout the last 18 weeks of the year last year than the median price. That dropped a little bit. So we're 3.2% higher in the number of sales. Last year, it was 7.5% fewer than the year before. It was 5.4% higher. And the year before that, 8% fewer. So what do we just rock every other year? It's like an avocado crop. Let's take a look at Montecito only, since you asked. And tracking this, because it started last year with the debris flow and tragedy that hit Montecito in January 2018. So through the first 34 weeks of the year, single-family homes in Montecito, 104 sales. Last year, 78, so that's a 33% increase. Nice bounce back for Montecito. Thank you very much. Median price, Montecito, $2,971,000. Last year, $2,870,000, so very close. Very close. Now, 2017 Montecito year-to-date was 116. And for some reason, on this week last year, I looked at 2016, it was 121. And in 2015, 117. So, we're at 104 for 2019, much higher than last year's 78. But 2017 at 116 was fewer than 2016 and, you know, about the same as 2017. So looking at 2015, 16, and 17 with 104 sales year-to-date on the lower side in Montecito. But it's still a great 33% bounce back from last year's 78. Okay. How about a home maintenance tip of the week? Get out your pencils and paper. You know what a P-trap is, right? And it's just the letter P. It's not P-E-E or P-E-A. And it's called a P-trap because it's in the shape of a P. And it's under your sink. It's under every plumbing device you own to prevent sewer gas from leaking into your house. It catches a little water there in the bottom of the P, the curved pipe, and therefore sewer gases can't come up into your plumbing fixtures. And there's a new type of trap. It's called a bottle trap. And I've seen it a few times, particularly in bathroom vanities. Might be the only place you might want to put it. And by the way, those P-traps, they're under your shower drain. They're everywhere. The bathroom vanity, they have a lot of sinks that are glass and they're all exposed, and you just don't want to be looking at the traditional P-trap plumbing pipe. So they have it's called a bottle trap, and it's basically looks like an L. It just kind of drops down straight, and then it makes a 90-degree turn. There might be a little projection a little bit out one way, and then it goes into the wall the other way. And it's stainless. It looks very sharp, and I can't explain exactly how it works, but it performs the same way. So you might want to look at that if you want to have a sink that's exposed underneath. But the caveat is, and I've seen it in town, but I don't know if it's actually approved by either the City of Santa Barbara, City of Goleta, County of Santa Barbara. It's not been approved by all municipalities. So go to too bad today's guest with the county is not a building inspector. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. I was about to say we're going to come back with today's guest, but that's not going to happen. She's not coming on until the third segment, just past the half hour. I do have an update on my pocket listing in Greenland. And if anybody out there is interested, have a little backstory on, I mentioned it last week, it was in fact President Truman first broached the subject. And maybe we can dovetail that with Seward's Folly. Talk about that. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. And what do I usually say when I go to break? Stay tuned. You'll be right back.